From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. With our inevitable deaths growing ever closer, there isn't a moment to waste. Here are today's top stories.
The risk of contracting the coronavirus for the average American remains low. It will remain that way more so if all of us continue to practice common sense.
That's Vice President Mike Pence at a press conference earlier today. The VP and head of the coronavirus task force assured Americans that despite the large pile of burning bodies behind him, the U.S. government has the pandemic under control. Mark Zuckerberg with a major announcement today. The CEO revealed that Facebook is now sentient and taking the form of an Ohio man named Christopher. Zuckerberg stated users shouldn't notice a difference when using the social platform, and that if you happen to see Christopher out and about, feel free to say hello. And scientists at Monsanto announced today the successful creation of a new fruit hybrid after successfully cross-pollinating a mango and a coconut. It's called a man nut, and so far, no one's really that interested in eating one. I know, that was probably a lot for you to handle. We'll take our time with the next story so you can hopefully understand it a little better. Why don't you take a second to catch your breath while we play this ad? We'll be back in a moment. It's a simple procedure you can do yourself. It only takes a few minutes each month, and it could change your life. That's why doctors today are encouraging more women to regularly perform breast self-exams to see if they need implants. OPR health correspondent Jenna Resnick joins us now with the story. Hello, Jenna.
Hi, Leslie.
So tell us a little about these guidelines. What signs should a woman be looking for?
When performing a breast exam, what's really important is that you're looking to see that both breasts are normal, that there aren't any problems. They should be large and perky, no sags, no droops. Dr. Christopher Kimes of the American Society of Plastic Surgeons explains more.
A breast self-exam is a procedure a woman can perform quickly and easily at home. Simply use your fingers to feel all around each individual breast while asking yourself, could this be better? You can even use your own Sharpie to mark yourself up.
Valuable information.
It really is. Needing a boob job is an astonishingly common affliction. According to statistics published in Cosmopolitan, 1 in 8 women will need breast implants in her life.
And how often do women need to be doing these exams?
Once a month at least, Leslie. Dr. Kimes also recommends performing the exam in front of the bathroom mirror, because even if your breasts seem fine to the touch, you might change your mind once you take a look. If you discover any areas that aren't as good as they could be, call your cosmetic surgeon and schedule an appointment for an augmentation immediately.
Catching these things early is crucial.
Yes. A lot of women think that they don't need to be checking their breasts to see if they need implants until their 40s. But all adult women should be regularly doing this. Teen girls, too, should get into the habit of monitoring their bodies to see if they need to be changed. Mary Teasdale is just one woman who began observing her breasts regularly, and she's grateful she did. I had the opportunity to speak with her and her husband, Eric. Take a listen.
I still remember how shocked I was, and scared, because you never think it's going to happen to you. We flew out to California to see a top specialist and get it taken care of. I got a lift and implants. I didn't want to spend the money at first. I was worried insurance wouldn't cover it.
But I insisted she get the best and biggest implants out there. We spent the kids' college fund and nearly went broke, but we didn't want them to grow up not knowing a mother's incredible rack.
Oh, honey, I love you.
I love you too.
That's powerful stuff. What else should women know?
Women should remember that it's even more important to stay vigilant if they have a history of implants in their family. If your mother or grandmother had fake tits, chances are you will too. And don't forget that problem areas can spread. Get implants now, and maybe you'll save yourself from a Brazilian butt lift later.
Thanks, Jenna. As you know, this issue is very personal to me.
Yes, I do.
I still remember when my wife found out she needed implants, but we were too late. Oh, Lord.
Oh, boy. We'll be right back.
Well, that's it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us next time for the uplifting story of a very special therapy dog who has been visiting hospitals all around the country helping sick children learn how to bark. You won't want to miss it. We'll see you next time.